Today on the podcast, we try Cosmic Wings, we do our Netflix recommendations, and Shireen and I get some marriage counseling. Are you ready to start the show? Let's get started. 5 feet.
So, your 15 minutes of radio fame are over.
Your radio career is done.
So what do you do now?
Help!
Oh, I know.
You start a podcast.
It's The Radio Rejects with Shireen Kassam and Phil Bird.
What's going on, everybody? Hello, what's up? Welcome to Radio Rejects Live. We are live on the air, in your ear, and in your face. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Say hi if you're in the chat. We'd like to hear from you. I want to recommend that you guys make sure you share. Please do. Just get all that stuff right out of the way so you don't have to do it anymore. But today's going to be a very, very good show. We're going to try some Cosmic Wings. We got our Netflix movie recommendations, and Shireen and I are going to We're going to go to marriage counseling. So with that said, I got to recommend, not recommend, I got to show some love to my partner, maybe not anymore after this counseling session. So I got to say, hey, what's up to Shireen Kassam?
Hey, hey, happy Sunday, everyone.
What is going on, homie? How are you?
I am good. I am so excited to, we're eating so much today.
Yeah, I did get a lot. I got spicy. What did I get? I got spicy.
You got hot Cheeto wings and regular flavored wings.
Yeah, yeah. So we got something new. So how was your past 2 weeks been?
Oh, it's been so busy.
So busy.
The days just fly by.
Yeah.
Things are busy. It's good to be busy, but sometimes
you know what's
just
crazy?
Like,
I feel like the time that we have before we do the episodes, because we do the show every other week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like these past 2 weeks have been really long for me. I don't know. Do you get a little like anxiety before the show starts? Or little butterflies, or are you just like cool, calm, and collective? Are you cool?
I get anxiety coming here because I'm afraid I'm going to forget to bring something.
Oh, really?
Because I'm so used to doing everything from home now because of COVID,
yeah, right? Yeah,
right? Like, I don't leave the house. Like, I have to check, okay, did I put a bra on? Did I put pants on? Okay, I brushed my hair. I brushed my teeth. Did I put everything in the car? Like, do I have my wallet? Like, there's like, things that I lock my car and I'm like, wait, do I have kids? Did I forget them in the car? Like, I don't have kids, but, like, I can't think about like all the things that have to go on, especially when I have a mask on. I like can't focus.
So do you have like a checklist? Do you guys like before you leave the house? Because I know everybody's, you know, we're in COVID time. So, you know, keys, wallet, phone. Those are kind of like things that you must mm-hmm. have. Do you have like a checklist of stuff that you have to have before you leave the house?
Yeah, no. Well, now because of COVID, I never had this problem. But just checking to make sure I put clothes on, like do I have my pants on? Do I have a bra on? Like, do I look presentable? Did I wash my face?
Oh, my gosh. That's one thing I always forget. I always forget to put lotion on my hands, especially when I get out of the shower. Because us brown people, we get ashy when we get out of the shower. And, like, do you or no?
Sometimes. My legs will get ashy. Elbows.
I get ghost white. I get so ashy, I could, like, light a match, probably.
But lately, my face has been getting ashy. And I don't know if it's because I'm just not getting enough sun from not going outside.
Oh, really?
Because I'll notice my skin's getting dry. And I'm like, what's going on here? But, like, that's never been an issue. I have great skin. So.
Yeah. Have you ever had acne? Did you ever have acne when you were?
When I was younger, I did. I didn't have acne. I had that rosacea.
Yeah, rosacea.
The red bumpy stuff.
Yeah. I never had acne when I was younger until recently. So I've always had a beard, sideburns, mm-hmm. all that since I was like a teenager. And so it's a little weird. So I shaved it off, maybe because of stress, maybe because I've been wearing too many masks.
Yeah, could be.
You know, mask rash. But like, I had these really bad.
Well,
like,
I wonder if that's why I'm drying out. From
really bad,
wearing a mask.
Really bad mask bumps and everything. So it's been pretty crazy, guys. So.
Yeah, it's hectic leaving the house because then you're also like, oh, when was the last time I filled up gas? And like,
yeah, right.
Why are all these lights on in my car? Like, I've got like 3 lights that keep coming on and I'm like, we're going to power through this.
Right. Yeah. So, guys, if you are in the chat, make sure you say hey below. We got to make sure that you guys, everything's working, because I know last time we had a little bit of technical difficulties with the stream. Freezing up a little bit. But I'm pretty sure all of the spectrum issues have been resolved. I'm pretty sure our connection is good. You can see it on your end.
We've got some new people in the group.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Lizzie and Derek. I haven't seen them before. Maybe last week when we were having internet issues, I missed them.
Oh, yeah. Well, say hi, everybody. If you are in the chat,
again.
Make sure you say hi. Make sure you hit that share button. So for us to be able to grow and get a bigger audience, we need your help. So, I mean, just hit that share button. It literally takes 2 seconds. And, you know, share with a friend. You know, our show is, for the most part, clean. We had a couple of slips, you know, here and there, but, you know, we're not regulated by the FCC, so it doesn't matter.
And when Phil says we, he means me. I had a few slips.
Well, no, I messed up too one time because I brought I showed the Bad Boys trailer and it was just full of F's and S's. I hope your movie trailer is clean because I didn't even get a chance to watch it.
I think it's a clean movie. It was a clean movie, I think. I only drop swear words when the wings are really good, so it doesn't really happen that often.
Hot dang, it's good. Well, speaking of wings, so today, you know, our normal tradition, what we do for the show, we go to a wing place or go to get chicken. I think this is our first round because we plan on doing a lot of shows. So our first round, we're doing chicken wings, and I found this new ad. I always get this new ad on my Facebook page all the time to try these new Cosmic Wings. Have you ever heard of Cosmic Wings before?
I have not. I couldn't even find them when I was trying to tag them on the social.
So Cosmic Wings is what they do with a ghost. It's a ghost kitchen.
Okay.
So I know you heard about the whole White Castle fiasco here in Florida.
Yep.
So White Castle is coming here in Florida now, and they open up a ghost kitchen. What a ghost kitchen is they don't have a physical location. So they take locations from other restaurants, and they share their formula or the ingredients with the restaurant. And so those people from there, they can order something and then get it delivered. So we got Cosmic Wings, and Cosmic Wings is technically their location, quote unquote location, is Applebee's. But I don't know if they use Applebee's wings or use their own type of style. So we actually got Cosmic Wings, and we got the Cheeto flavor, and we got the Flamin' Hot Cheeto flavor. Because let me show the other camera angle here. Okay, you're in the middle cam. All right, so look at that.
How come you change cameras on me?
Because that's the wide shot.
Okay.
That's the wide shot. All right, so Shireen, we got hot, Flamin' Hot Cheeto, and we got regular Cheeto flavor. So Shireen, you've never had Cosmic Wings before, right?
I have not. And for those of you, I have the celery too because I'm trying to fit into a bikini by next week.
By next week?
Why do you seem so shocked? You don't think I can fit in a bikini right now,
Phil? You can fit a bikini right now?
Yeah,
baby.
Then why?
I'm like, why next week? Go right now.
Yeah, I heard that. That's why we're seeing a marriage counselor. I heard that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love my body, and you are not going to make me feel any different
I'm not doing that. Okay, let me change some camera angles here. Let's Cosmic Wings here. All right, so let's go ahead and should I try it with ranch or should I leave it?
Nah, try without the ranch. Unless you, do you eat Cheetos with ranch?
I have.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. I actually don't like the Flaming Hot Cheetos.
You don't?
I only like regular. I like Cheeto Puffs.
Yeah.
Those are my go-to.
Is the Radio Rejects page, is it saying that we're live on the page? Because it's saying I'm live on the Podcast Doctor page, but. There we go. Yeah, we're live. Okay. Just make it. If you guys are in the chat, just please say hi. So don't freak me out here that we're talking to nobody. But I'm just trying to make sure here. Got to make sure everything's good.
Oh, I've got I'm on two different lives. That's weird. Again, it's doing that same thing where there's different people in two different chat groups.
That's so weird. Yeah, because I've only seen John Marquise's or Gene. I think it's Gene.
I was seeing two other people, and then I exited to see what you were talking about, and now I see Jean.
I think it's just Gene.
Is it Jean or Gene?
I think it's Gene. I think it's just a white guy. It's Gene.
He could be French.
Could be.
He could be a French white guy.
I think so. But he's out watching Racist. I saw his live earlier. He's out watching some Racist. All right. So you said you don't like.
I don't like
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
How come? So you're a spicy chick. So why you don't like?
I don't know. I love the puffs, and they don't make. I've never seen the flaming hot ones, or even the new ones. They have these jalapeno Cheetos now. I don't see them in puffs. I only like Cheeto puffs.
Really?
I love Cheeto puffs or Cheeto balls, but okay. Puffs. Puffs are my go-to. The scrawny little things, I just don't,
those
I don't know.
Nice. Those, I actually like those more than the puffs. The puffs seem like they don't have, there's no crunchy.
Oh, the air, the puffiness. It's so good.
Okay. All right. So which one do you want to try first? You want to try the regular Cheeto or you want to try the Flamin' Hot?
No, let's try the Flamin' Hot. In case it's too spicy for you, then you can soothe out your tongue with the other one.
Hey, I have been so much better now, right? Because, I mean, last time we were on the show, I ate 3 Death Nuts. Not just one, not just two, I ate 3.
And you didn't use any water.
And I didn't drink anything the whole entire time. And after the show, I was dying. And I was sweating and all that stuff. But I did it. So I'm good.
You're good.
I should be good with these.
Okay.
Right? Unless these are, like, super duper hot. So,
I doubt it.
So let's show it up for the thumbnail here. All right. We got the Flamin' Hot from Cosmic Wings. Yeah, you're on the one closer to me now. Yeah. Flaming hot. All right, so cheers to that. No beer this week because Facebook likes to take our video down because we are promoting alcohol, apparently. So I'll be transparent. Whatever. All right. Cheers.
Ready? Cheers.
All right, here we go. I do taste a Cheeto. Mm-hmm. You bite it?
No, I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know why. Something about it is not like...
It's a little dry. What do you think? Guys, have you tried the Flamin' Hot Cheeto wings from Cosmic Wings where you live? Tell it down below in the comments here.
I don't really taste the Cheetos.
I taste a little bit.
The wing, my wing is pretty good. It's tender.
Yeah. Mine was a little dry, maybe because I had the drum. All right, so I'm going to try the Cheeto flavor. So this one just looks like somebody, they just dusted it. They crushed some Cheetos, and it's not even really coated in Cheeto. So I'm going to take a bite here.
I'm going to cleanse my palate.
Okay. This does taste like Cheeto.
That one does? More than the first one?
Yeah, way better. That one's way better than the Flamin' Hot. And the Flamin' Hot wasn't even hot to me.
No.
Is there any heat?
I didn't feel any heat, but I didn't even taste any Cheetos on it. You know what it looks like? Have you ever had Wingstop wings?
Mm-hmm.
If you get a Wingstop wing at hot, this is what it looks like.
It's
the
definitely red.
Cheeto one.
Definitely red. All right, I'm going to try with ranch, see if it's any better.
Oh, you can taste the Cheetos on this one for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Initial thoughts on that one.
I like it. So my Cheetos are stale. How are your Cheetos?
I wonder how old they are. But I do. It was dusted. It was dusted in Cheeto dust. So
no, but like the big pieces of Cheetos that I'm eating are like stale. I don't know if that's what happens when you cook them.
So do you think they just cooked the wings and then dusted it with it? Or how do you think they did it?
Oh, I think they cooked the wings and then they like, yeah, dusted it with it. But it doesn't look like they dipped the whole wing inside a Cheeto batter. It's like somebody took their hands and like.
They salt bait it?
Yeah. Because it's not like sticking on here. So it's like, I don't know how they.
Yeah. Let me check the comments here because I can't. Let me see. All right.
Which one do you like better?
The regular Cheeto flavor.
I like the other one better, the spicy one.
Oh, you do?
Because you can't taste the Cheeto.
Really? Okay.
My stomach's like, what is going on here?
Well, okay, fine. I mean, it's okay.
It's good. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not good. It's a good, I don't know if I would, like, if we were sitting down for Sunday to watch football and you were like, yo, Shereen, order some wings. I don't know if I would order these. You know what I mean? But if you were like, yo, Shereen, let's order wings from a bunch of different places and like have a tasting party, I'd order these.
I feel you.
Got it? Like,
it tastes better with the ranch to me. Oh, really? But I don't. That's not a good testament for the wings then, right?
So you like their ranch dressing is what you're saying?
I do. So essentially, this is Applebee's. Applebee's wings.
I've never had Applebee's wings. Mm. I don't know. No, I have been to Applebee's before. I was about to say, I'm not sure if I've been to Applebee's.
Applebee's is where you take your job. Like if you're an employee, your employer, you take your crew to Applebee's.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go?
Yeah, that's where you go. So I did one more bite of the Flamin' Hot, and I did taste the Flamin' Hot Cheeto that time.
Did you? Mm-hmm. So you still like, which one do you like better still?
The regular Cheeto.
I mean, I'm still eating it.
I think so. I think it's not bad.
Did you order them again?
Nah. I think we've tried way better places than here. Mm-hmm. Like Wing Shack last time we were on a show, we tried Wing Shack wings. And they were really good. Even though they just combined all the flavors at once, it was still really good.
I forgot about that. Yeah, and they didn't give us the suicide for you to die.
No, but I died later on, so I think I redeemed myself. Right. Okay.
These are good.
Yeah.
I'll give them. Are we ranking? I forget. Do we rank them out of 10 stars or 5 stars?
Let's do 10.
I give them a 6.
I give it a 6. A 6 as well. It's not bad, but it's not like, oh, I need to go.
Yeah. And I'm only right giving now. Them a 6 because the chicken's good. Like, yeah. It's not like they use bad chicken.
Yeah, the chicken does taste good. It's not bad, but it's something that I wouldn't really pick. You know? I don't know.
Sorry, Cosmic Wings.
Yeah.
But if you want us to do this again, pay us. We'll do it better.
I think next year we should do the Great Chicken Sandwich War.
Yes, let's do it. There's so many, though.
There's so
now.
Many new chicken sandwiches
Too
out there.
Too many. Will we be able to eat them all?
So we got Zaxby's got a new chicken sandwich out. Burger King got a classic chicken sandwich out. McDonald's got a new spicy chicken sandwich. PDQ got a chicken sandwich. Wendy's got a chicken sandwich.
Chick-fil-A. Well, they won't be open.
Well, Chick-fil-A won't be open.
Did you say Popeyes?
And Popeyes.
And then Taco Bell's coming out with one, too.
Yeah, I know. So we got a whole bunch. Do you guys want to see us do the Great Chicken Sandwich War? I think that'd be
fun. I want to try the Burger King one because I thought Burger King always had chicken sandwiches.
Burger King's always had chicken sandwiches.
Okay, so they're just like
They used to have the really long.
Yeah, those were good. And
like
whatever
sub chicken sandwich.
They used to put some mayonnaise on there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't mayonnaise, though. It was something else with way more calories. It was so good.
Was it mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together?
I don't know what it was, but
yeah.
I always had extra put on my chicken sandwich.
Oh.
And I would cut it in half and eat half one day or for lunch and half for dinner.
Yeah? Oh, man.
Until I got hungry and then I'd eat the whole thing.
Okay. All right, you guys are in the chat. Say hi. We want to make sure that you are here. We like to see you. So, final verdict on the Cosmic Wings. I'll give it a thumbs in the middle.
I think we should try to make them ourselves in the air fryer and see who can.
I think so. That's right. Air Friday. If you guys did miss our two past Air Friday episodes, it's a new segment that we debut on Friday nights at 8 p.m. where we try to air fry random things, whether it be sweet stuff or savory stuff. The past 2 weeks, the very first Air Friday episode we did, we air fried Lady Gaga Oreos. Turned out to be a very good plus. And then the week after that, we air fried the Ferrero Rocher white chocolate coconut balls. And those were also a plus. So next Friday, what are we actually going to be air frying?
I don't know.
We're going to be air frying. we're going to try to make an air fry banana split.
Yes.
We're going to try to make an air fry banana split. It could turn out wonderful. It could turn out disastrous. Got to find out to see. You know, we haven't done it yet, so...
And then hopefully we're also doing, and then the following Friday, because we still don't have a show before the second Friday happens. Yeah. Which one are we doing then?
So we're making hot flaming hot Cheeto Bay Bell cheese wheel balls, cheese wheels.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's kind of like mozzarella. Let's call it mozzarella rocks.
Okay, spicy mozzarella.
Spicy
rocks.
Mozzarella rocks. That's what we're gonna call it. The Bay Bell cheese mozzarella rocks. So if you do enjoy that, make sure you go on the Radio Rejects Live Facebook page and watch the Air Friday episodes, and make sure you share it so we can get as many people to watch that.
And drop your ideas in the comments. Like, what
yeah,
you
please
want
drop your ideas in the comments. We definitely want to hear from you. Want to hear what your ideas are for what we should air fry? Because if we could deep fry it. We can air fry it, right? I'm sure, right? I don't know. We'll see.
We'll find out with this banana split, I think.
We haven't made a slogan yet, so so we'll see. All right, so we actually have another segment here. Let's see. I have a theme song for the Netflix and Chill. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tell me.
Is it something we wrote together in our... Musical jingle business?
Maybe. But it's, Netflix and chill, baby. This is our next segment. So this is the segment where Shereen and I, we have picked two movies for you to watch to your enjoyment. And we want to see if you like those. So, I mean, there's, we've been doing a lot of these now, and I think Shereen knows what kind of movies that I like, and I think I know what kind of movies Shereen likes.
And one day, I'll have seen a movie that Phil suggests.
She ain't watched none of the movies I've seen. I've seen some of the things that she has, but you know she's a little different than I am.
Well, you've seen it before I promote it, right? Or do you see it after I promote it?
I do that. I do it when you tell me to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't tell me until today when we're on the show. By the time I get home,
yeah,
I'm on a different world.
we're in our own little Radio Rejects planet. So as soon as you walk out that door, it's, huh?
Yeah, nobody's paying me anymore once I walk out that door.
So you totally finished that wing. All right, so
listen, I didn't say I liked it, but I didn't say I wasn't hungry.
All right, I'll take one more bite of the regular Cheeto. I still have one more wing here left, so. All right, one more bite with ranch for the thumbnail. Here we go. Mm.
Okay, I'm going to try it with the ranch, too. I'm not a ranchy kind of girl, but I'm going to start eating my celery so I can balance out these calories.
I like it with the ranch. Did you say to balance out the calories?
Because, you know, celery is a negative calorie food.
What?
Yeah. You burn calories eating celery because there's no calories in celery. It's just water. And because you're chewing, you're actually burning calories.
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
So I had four wings and I have four celery. So if I eat them really aggressively, I can net my chicken wing calories.
All right, folks. So we are Netflix and chill. Shereen, before I play your thing, I'm going to solo you because I got to see if I can fix your headphones here, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and tell everybody about what you are doing. You don't have to put them on yet.
Oh, what am I doing? I'm eating.
Yeah, I know, but you're moving.
Oh, my movie. Okay. Okay. Hey, tell everybody about Arsenio. You just told everybody my movie. Go ahead. This is why we need marriage counseling. Feels like you tell them. No, I'm going to tell them. Okay, guys. My movie for the week is Coming to America. For those of you who don't know, it's the sequel to Coming to America. And for those of you who don't know, I love this movie because I actually had the chance to meet Arsenio Hall. We did we performed comedy together, actually. He invited me to work with him when he came through Florida, and it was super cool. And he was probably one of the nicest comedians I have ever worked with. And I say that because you ever have not a hero, but like a role model or like somebody you look up to or like a celebrity you've always wanted to meet, and then you meet them and they're totally like jerk? Arsenio was like the total opposite of that. He was so amazing. He was so humble. And
I thought
like,
you were about to say he was.
No, he was so humble and down to earth and just like such a nice person to work with. Like no airs about him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just very humble. And I love that about him. And so my movie is Coming to America. And there's so much talent in this movie. Like, I mean, you've got your regulars who came back, right? Like Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy. Or not Eddie Murphy. Charlie Murphy. No, not Charlie Murphy. Oh, my God.
Eddie Murphy.
Was it Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Yes, it's Eddie Murphy.
You're right.
Charlie Murphy was his brother.
Yeah. And then there's Wesley Snipes is in the movie. Leslie is in the movie. What's his name is in the Tracy Morgan is in the movie. I'm missing a couple more comedians. Like it's like there's like all oh Michael Blackson is in the movie. So there's like all these cameos from like all these comedians and it's amazing. So that is my movie.
All right, so I guess you can put your headphones on now. I think, or maybe the TV mic hold on. I don't even know what's going to happen. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens. So this is Coming, the number two. America.
You must heed my words before I'm gone, my son. Now, you will be king. But the throne must pass to a male heir. Hakim, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet.
We are going back to America. Oh, hell no, your majesty.
Come on! I'm back! Say it again! Feel right in this mother... Feel good in this mother... My whole hood in this mother... Come on! Get
just in the midst. I'm the king of this shop!
That's funny as hell!
Well. Say it again.
It is so good to see you.
Well, I be damned. Look who done come up in here.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte and Ebola.
The famine and blood diamond.
Nelson Mandela and Winnie.
Those hungry babies with the flies on the face.
Hey, oh, that's too much. Now, you stepped over the line. Now, we won't be talking that kind of shit about the hungry babies. You're going to have to get out of my chair.
Politically incorrect.
So what you doing back here, Hotel Rwanda?
I'm back.
Say it again.
All right, coming the number two, America. All right, Shireen, so be honest. Be 100% honest. I heard a lot of mixed reviews about Coming to America. Maybe people have had a little bit of high expectations considering this is a 30-year wait.
Yeah.
So
I had
break
high
it down.
Expectations
Did
too.
Did you like this?
Because I said there's so many comics
can
in the
hear,
movie.
Can you hear in the
I
headphones
can,
now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I had very high expectations too because I just mentioned all the talent that was in the movie, right? Mm-hmm. But something was missing. Like, definitely the first one was much better. And they always say the first one's always going to be better. I get that. But, like, this one, I don't know. Something was missing. It was funny. There was parts of it that I definitely understood because I'd watched the first one. But I think if you hadn't seen the first one, you could be a little
lost. So, I'll be honest. I've never seen the first Coming to America. I never have.
I'm revoking your black card.
No, you cannot revoke my black
card. Why not?
I just never had a chance to see it.
But you've watched so much other stuff.
Yeah, I just never had a chance to see. And it's crazy. I know the quotes from the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that people used to quote all the time. I know those quotes. But, like, I've never seen it fully in one sitting.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
So
the
I've
first
parts
one is so good.
And all that stuff. So, you know, that's one thing I think that we should do as well. Another segment of the show is that we do a watch along. So we have a movie playing and we watch it and we, you know, do our live commentary. Mm-hmm. Like Mystery Science Theater. You ever watch that back in the day? Essentially, they just make fun of crappy movies.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we can do the kind of the same thing. So we'll be talking over the movie.
So we'll be like, we'll be reliving our stereotype going to the movies and talking about movies out loud.
Yes. But we'll be alone.
So you're trying to get back your black cards.
That's right. And I'll be bringing a whole bunch of snacks with me too. So yeah, exactly.
I do that too. Don't you worry.
Yeah. So the movie was PG-13. It wasn't rated R.
Okay.
Like the other one. So do you think that?
Oh, really? The other one was R and this one was PG-13?
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think that hindered it a little bit?
No. It just wasn't funny.
Really? Oh, man. You gotta.
But what's funny is some people said, like the reviews, some people said, I was laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. I couldn't control myself. I mean, there was moments when I laughed, but it was definitely not as good as the first one.
Oh, man.
But I would still watch it because it's just nostalgic.
Yeah.
And I love Arsenio because he was such a good person to me.
So you opened for him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, how long ago was that?
2 years ago, maybe.
That's awesome.
Two or three years ago.
That's awesome. And he actually shared your stuff.
Yeah, he tweeted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, how cool was that, right? Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Let me get a little off a little tangent here. All right, if you guys didn't know, I'm the podcast doctor as well. So I have a lot of clients here, and one of the issues that I have with my clients is that when they get a guest on the show, the guests be slacking. Look, if you're a guest on the show, share the links of where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way people can see is if you share the stuff. So if you're a guest on a podcast, please share the podcast that you're on because that's how people get new ears.
I know. It's so easy. I'm going to say something to that. I don't know why people don't share podcasts that they're on. Like, why say yes, you're going to be on a podcast if you don't want to share it with your friends and family or your fans? And
I think I know why.
Well, hold on. But you know what bothers me the most is like on my podcast, like you helped me with my podcast. So, you know, I've had some really great talent on my podcast.
Some really great talent.
I mean, above and beyond, like MSNBC, Ali Velshi, Def Jam, Jeff Comedy Jam, Bob Sumner. And then I get
Jason Gregory.
Yeah, Jason Gregory, Ed Love from Orlando. And then I'll ask people who might not be at that level, but maybe in 10 years will be at that level. Mm-hmm. And I see that potential in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won't share the podcast. And I'm like, are you kidding with me? Ali Velshi, who has like thousands of things to do. He's on 3 shows. He hosts his own show on MSNBC. Will share my tweet. And you can't press the retweet button. It's that hard for you to press retweet.
Dude, it is. It's because people are lazy,
mm-hmm.
and they want things done for them, essentially. So I have a couple of clients to where we made like a email sheet
mm-hmm.
of already generated text. And the only thing we have to do is replace the links and mm-hmm. say, here, copy this
right.
and put it on your mm-hmm. social media. That's all you got to do. And still, it's still a hurdle.
Right.
It's still
and
a hurdle.
And I get that. I know that's a hurdle because I've had that happen to me. Mm-hmm. But if I do all the work and all you have to do is press retweet or on a story, on an Instagram story, you get tagged and then you just press share to my story.
Mm-hmm.
Like these social media things have made it so easy for you to do. Like all you have to do is click a button.
Yeah.
And they just won't do it. And I'm like, you have, like, I'm giving you an I feel like I'm giving you an opportunity to showcase yourself on my podcast. And right? All I'm asking you in return, I've done all the hard work. Right? I've grown the podcast. I'm trending in 20 countries. I'm in the freaking magazines getting promoted for the podcast. All I'm asking you to do is share it with your, like, 200 fans, and that's too hard
for you. So this totally was your demotivational minute.
I know. You got me started, because the person I had this week on the podcast refuses to share it, and I'm just like, I want to snap her head off.
Oh, man, guys, come on. Just it literally takes 2 seconds, and it does a whole lot more than what you think it does. Especially here, because you know our fan page has over 10,000 people on it. You know, on the rejects table we have over 460 or 470.
Oh, my camera is frozen.
Oh no! Hold on.
I didn't even notice. Thank you, Elian. I wasn't even watching myself.
All right, there we go. Is that better?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I'm moving now.
I don't know why your camera froze. That's so weird. Because I can actually see it. In the camera, but it's actually good.
I know, it's a good face. Thank God it's not like me ripping out chicken from a wing.
Yeah. All right, so let me...
Yeah, you got me started on that one.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, let's get back on track.
And you're still frozen on my end.
But Arsenio retweeted me, and it was such a great tweet. He was like, "You are hilarious. Great opening for you, funny brown girl."
Yeah.
It's like one of those tweets that I would print out and frame on my wall when I have one of those houses that I need to show off all the cool people I've met.
Yeah. Okay, so what camera is... So I'm trying to figure out what camera is frozen here. So I have the...
Okay, I'm fixed now.
I turned the other one, the wide... You're on the wide one now. But you're still frozen on the other one. I'll fix it once we do this. But anyway, okay, on to the next one here. All right, so my preview I have. So, Shireen, you already kind of know what kind of movies that I like to...
Yes, horror, absurd, scary, graphic, bloody.
You know me too well, baby. You know me too well. Okay, so I do like horror, graphic, violence, explosions, demonic, anything, death. I like, for some reason, it's just cool to me. I'm not saying I'm that kind of person, but it's just, I don't have a lot of time to get fully invested in something. I was fully invested in WandaVision because I'm a nerd like that, but I don't have time to get fully invested in those. I need to think about movies because I get so many calls and have to run and do everything else at home. So it's different. So movies like that are just, I can just watch it, you know, and be done with it. When it's done, I'm good. Right. So I was flipping through Netflix. I didn't go to sleep till like 3 o'clock last night because I couldn't sleep. So I already had a different movie that I picked out, but I switched it up as I was watching this. Right. So this movie is called No Escape. Right. Yes. It came out in 2015 and it has Owen Wilson.
Okay.
And Pierce Brosnan.
Oh.
And it's actually an action movie.
Okay.
With Owen Wilson. And you would never think that you would see Owen Wilson running around trying to do stuff in a movie.
No. Was it any comedy at all? Or?
Wow. No.
No.
No, no, no. Interesting. No funny stuff. So I'll show you the trailer, and then I'll go ahead and break it down a little bit. So this is No Escape.
"10 years ago, I could not have pictured myself dragging my family to the other side of the world to start over.
What if we don't like it here?
I think we will.
Welcome to Asia. You're gonna love it here.
What did you see outside?
Get your hands off me!
There's like a war going on out there.
We're gonna die here. Stop. Listen to me!
Where's Lucy? Stay here, lock the door. Lock the door! Lucy!
We're gonna get through this, okay?
You're alive, Jack.
Hey!
Just get your family the hell out of here.
So that was No Escape. So Serene, just based off of the, I think I fixed your camera now. So, nope, you're frozen again.
I know, and that's such a bad face. You froze me up.
What the heck is going on? Okay, hold on.
Sorry, guys. That was me aggressively eating celery.
There we go. Okay, is it better?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
All right. Okay. It's better. Okay. I had to double check here. All right. So what do you think about that? Just seeing off of that and the little bit that I told you. Is that something that you think you watch? It's different, right? From especially Owen Wilson.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. The minute I saw it was a Harvey Weinstein movie.
I did too.
I was like,
oh, what the hell?
I was like,
it better be a different
meh.
One.
Meh.
Yeah. I know. But
so if you were going to give it a score from out of 10, I would already take 9 points away because it's Harvey Weinstein. I actually should take more, 9.99, which leaves me at a 0.1. You know, I think it would be hard to watch this movie because I keep thinking, when is Owen going to make a joke? Or when is this going to get funny?
You know the whole Owen Wilson wow meme, right?
No.
His like catchphrase is wow.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that why you keep doing that? I didn't know. I thought
and he actually says it in the movie. he does it. I'm like, I didn't know the Leonardo DiCaprio thing where he's like.
Yeah, I would just keep waiting. Like, when's this going to get funny?
Oh, well, it was good, actually. So the family, he gets relocated in another job. Mm-hmm. And his family, they go, I think, Thailand or something like that. And as soon as he gets there, there's a coup, a government coup, and his family is caught in the middle of it. And so they're actually trying to kill him because he's a part of this big company that took over some mm-hmm. stuff. And so, you know, they're mm-hmm. looking for him. And so, you know, they're trying to get out of Thailand and all that stuff. And it was actually really good. It was definitely a good watch. I wanted in the morning to watch, and I thought it was actually pretty, pretty good.
What's it called again?
It's called No Escape.
No Escape. Okay. Guys, it's a Harvey Weinstein movie, so tread carefully. The government's watching you. No, I'm just playing. I'm going to watch it, maybe. If it's on Netflix, I'll download it for when I'm traveling.
Yeah. All right, so.
Douglas Gold says it looks nice.
Oh, Doug. I still don't have any people. I still can't see any of the chat. So.
And Elian Perlaza said that was a good movie.
Oh, he saw it? Yeah, see. So on Netflix, you know when you scroll through, mm-hmm. they give you the preview? So the preview was him throwing the little girl. I was like, what is Owen Wilson doing? I was like, I have to see this. I have to see. Okay, so I am. All right, so guys, so this is what you guys are probably here for. Let me.
And I apologize, Elian. Is it Elian or Elion?
I think it's Elian.
Elian? Okay.
All right, let me. I don't know why the video was like a little glitchy there, but. Okay, so that's Netflix and chill, guys. All right, our next segment here. This is something that been brewing for a little while. You know, being the host of a show, you know, we butt heads a lot, Shereen and I, but we're cool about it. You know, we don't argue. We haven't fought physically yet.
That's because you scare me.
But you said you could beat me up, so I'm cool.
I mean, I would just run in circles till you came out and got out of breath.
You sure? I'm good now. I've got a little more stamina, so I don't. You may run out before me.
I don't think so. I just had celery. I'm so
the negative calories, baby. That's true.
I'm light on my feet today.
That's funny. That's so funny. Okay. So being the host of a show, Shereen and I, we butt heads a lot, and I thought it would be a funny idea that we get a little marriage counseling between the two of us, right? You know, Shereen and I, we're not in a relationship, actually, but so the person that I'm going to call, she doesn't know that this is a podcast, right? So she doesn't know who we are, so we're going to pretend that we what's your name going to be? What'd you say your name? You wanted your name to be?
I was going to say, I said Sicily, and you like rolled your
Sicily.
Eyes at me.
Why are you going to make, man, I used to have a stuttering problem. That's like double C's. That's
okay,
hard.
Okay, then give me another name.
Sandra.
I'm not 50 years old.
You should pretend you are.
Okay. Do I sound old?
No.
Can I be a Robin?
Can you? Sure.
Okay, I'm going to be Robin.
Okay, and I'll be Kirby.
Okay.
Kirby and Robin. All right, so honestly, guys, we're just going to improv this. So if it's crap, then it's crap. But if you enjoy it, please make sure you drop a thumbs up and share what we're going on. So I'm going to call this person. This is a marriage counselor. Her name is Rebecca Adams. I found her on LinkedIn. So she has no idea what is going on. I hope she picks up. I mean, I told her I was going to call her at 3, so we're a little bit behind here. So I'm going to call her. And so Shireen and I, what's our occupation here? So
we write jingles, right? Commercial jingles.
Yeah, so we make radio we make commercial jingles for people, and we're butting heads because we can't agree on anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if our marriage is going to work out because we can't get along.
How long have we been married?
Oh, snap. Let's say 10 years.
Damn, okay. I'm not that old. I would have gotten married at like 19.
Shireen, I know how old you are, and you are lying to everybody's face.
Hush, Phil.
Okay, all right, so let me see.
Still have good skin.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. All right. So. All right. Here we go.
Hey, Heather.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi. This is Kirby and Robin. We are here for our marriage counseling session. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Hopefully, you both are doing well.
I don't know. I kind of woke up on the bad side of the bed this morning because Robin was getting on my nerves a little bit. But Robin, you there? No.
Yeah. Why are you blaming it on me?
I don't know. Just
you couldn't sleep. You were tossing and turning all night. So why is that my fault?
Yeah, because we couldn't come up with the dang on jingle for our client.
Yeah, but it was Saturday night. I told you we'd think about it in the morning.
I didn't want to think about it anymore. I want to do it right now. Anyway, Rebecca, yeah. are you there?
I'm here.
You got to help us out because there's some things going on. We've been married for 10 years, and we both are in the same business together. We make radio jingles for companies. So I don't know if you've heard Roy's Boys Toys, but we do that one. I don't know if you've heard Christian Toys. We do Christian Toys for Christians, you know. And okay. We're popular. If you ever heard us, follow us on YouTube. We haven't made a YouTube channel yet, but it's there. It's private, okay. Only for our clients. All right.
Why are you yelling at her?
I'm not yelling. That's just how I am.
You're being very aggressive.
Aggressive? What are you talking about? I'm not aggressive. That's not what you said the other night.
Okay. Well, maybe we should get started here. Everybody take a breath and, you know.
Does that work?
So it sounds like it's been a very challenging day for both of you so far, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, just to kind of understand a little bit more, I mean, obviously you guys still love each other since you're wanting to work through this, contacting a person to try and help with all of this. So, you know, aside from tossing and turning or being annoying, what are the biggest problems in your marriage that you both seem to have? Robin, go first.
He always just wants to talk about work, work, work. It's like we work 24/7. There's no romance left in our relationship. There's no like fun. There's nothing like exciting. It's just, what's this jingle? What's that jingle? And then the barking and the aggressiveness. Yeah. It's like we're business partners and not friends anymore.
Robin, how do you tell me that it's not exciting? I mean, the passion
Kirby.
That comes. Yo, what?
Kirby, chill for just a second, okay? let me finish talking with Robin here. I had asked her a question.
Okay.
You'll have your turn. Just one moment. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, with Robin, when did you start noticing these changes?
Oh, the first day after we got married.
Oh, one of those. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
It was a bait and switch, is what I'm going to call it.
A bait and switch? Okay.
Did you feel like he was more, you know... When you first got together, you guys probably had the same thoughts and ideas and plans and everything like that moving forward, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, but then once you guys were actually married and it became real, it felt like, nah, things were going to just stick more to business. Okay. So, Kirby.
Yes.
What do you think the problem is with the marriage?
She doesn't ever listen to me. She doesn't ever listen to me. She always contradicts the things that I say. She always gets on my nerves when it talks about our final, what's the word, our final drafts for our projects. She always says it's wrong. She never admits when she's wrong. She always keeps me up at night, and she always nags and nags and nags and nags.
You're describing your mom, first of all.
Don't talk about my mom.
Okay, so to me, first off, obviously communication is the issue, right?
Sure. I mean, I'll say what I need, but she doesn't ever listen. She just kind of walks away.
Because you yell. Why are you so loud?
Well, yeah. So when you're communicating with one another, are you in the middle of doing other things? When you're trying to talk to her, is she, you know, got her head down in the cupboard trying to figure out dinner, and you're trying to pull that energy from her because you need to talk to her about it? Or is she at a point where she's available to talk, you check with her and say, hey, there's some things I need to run by you. Is this a good time? Or do you just start?
I think that she does a lot of busy work just so she can avoid.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Cause she's always has her headphones on. That's why I'm always yelling, because she can't hear me because she's always playing Michael Bublé.
Okay. Well, Michael Bublé can be quite soothing if you're feeling a little stressed.
I think she has a crush on Michael Bublé, because one night we were talking, you know, and, you know, one thing led to another, and she said bubble. And I was like, what? She said, no, Bublé. And so I think that's her hall pass. She hasn't even discussed it with me, but is Michael Bublé your hall pass?
I don't even know what a hall pass means, Kirby, mm-hmm. but I think you're deflecting what we're really trying to accomplish here.
I think you want Michael Bublé.
Well, what if I do? What are you going to do about it?
Fight to the death.
Okay, well, that two parts to that. One is she finds Michael Bublé as a distraction. Maybe we all have to have an outlet of some sort. Michael Bublé is married, so I don't think you have to worry about Robin leaving you for him. So, you know, there's that. But headphones on, feeling like she's ignoring you.
Yes.
Robin, are you trying to ignore him, or are you trying to just kind of have some time to yourself?
Really just trying to have time to myself, because when he works, he's like huffing and puffing, and he talks himself in like this angriness. If I'm not listening to him, he's still angry at something, and I can't get through my day with that. I just can't have all that stress on me all the time.
Well, sure. No, that totally makes sense. So... Well,
half the time, there's nothing going on in my headphones. They're off. There's no music. They're just on.
What? Look, Rebecca, this is what happens. We have deadlines to meet, and I have so much on my plate. When I carve out a minute to talk to her, she doesn't want to listen. So I dedicate majority of my time for our business. I built a whole empire. I don't know if you heard the Pepperoni Brothers pepperoni pizza ad, but that we did that one too. That was all me. You know, we're working on one for the IKEA.
Why is it all you? We're partners, 50-50 here.
Yes.
So why are you taking all the credit right now?
Those are the ones that I did.
Oh, yeah. Sing it for us if you did it.
Oh, okay. No problem. Here we go. I got actually got the music here. Hold on. I actually don't have the music here. But
that's because it's on my computer.
It is on her computer, but I'll sing it for you. Hold on. Pepperoni Brothers. Yes, it's good. Pepperoni Brothers, it's good food. I'm working on that one. So, but okay. It's there.
Well, tell me, I'm going to ask Robin here. Robin, what does your day look like from start to beginning with your work? Because I know working with your spouse or partner can be extremely challenging. It's, you know, things that we would do or say necessarily with a coworker are going to be a little bit more gentle, and you don't go home with them, basically. So it's a different type of relationship. But here, working with your spouse 24/7, yeah, it could get a little unnerving. So what type of day do you guys have from the beginning to the end? I mean, when you wake up, Do you guys have time for yourselves before you focus? Do you have like, hey, at 3 o'clock, we're going to catch up and meet? You know, do you have any form of a schedule that might actually be beneficial to helping you work better together?
3 o'clock is her nagging hour. That's what that is.
Okay. Thank you, Kirby. Hold your pepperoni in your mouth for just a second.
Well, all right.
Thank you. I appreciate you standing up for me.
Mm-hmm. So what's your schedule like, babe?
It's whatever you say we do. Like, we don't keep a schedule. I have a to-do list and my own schedule, but it's mostly when it feels like it's time to get up. What's for breakfast? What are we doing? What time is this meeting? What time is this? What time are we doing this? What's for dinner? When are we going this? It's what Phil wants is what we do.
Who's Phil?
Okay.
Kirby.
See, I think she's seeing somebody else because she's calling me other people's names. You see what I'm saying,
You
Rebecca?
Told me that you like it when I call you by your middle name.
Oh, well, that is my middle name, so. Kirby Phillip.
You know what? Sometimes, yeah, it happens. And if there's a lot going on, sometimes we, you know, but that, you know, calling somebody by a different name, that might be for a different topic or podcast. You know, that might be something else to deal with later. But with Robin, what would you say your perfect day would be working with your husband? What would you, if you could just wave a magic wand, what would you do?
I would say we do our separate work, and then we get together later in the afternoon when we feel like we have enough to share with each other on whatever project we're working on. So it's like we're coworkers. We're at our own desks in our own office, and then when we need to see each other, we see each other.
Okay.
And then we have when the clock strikes six, we become a couple. We stop being business partners.
Right. Absolutely. Because that is so important. You know, you just can't, it can't be all work. Okay, so you tell me, Kirby, what would be your perfect day with Robin working all of that and your personal life? I like what she has to say. What do you think about what you would like?
Well, the thing, we built our empire on being always available. So
okay.
Sometimes we get clients calling us at 9 p.m. Sometimes we get clients calling us at 10 p.m. So I am always in client mode, because you never know. You can't put a schedule on creativity. You know what I'm saying? So I might get an idea sitting on the toilet. Who knows? So for me, I am always in that mode. So whether it's 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., doesn't matter. So my ideal day with Robin, it would be we wake up, we eat some breakfast. We just come up with some. So we pick a lot of. So how we do our business? We go to the Yellow Pages. They're still around. We go to the Yellow Pages and we pick out companies that we think we could write for. And then for breakfast, we just kind of improv and write a jingle right then and there. And then Robin does a lot of the business where she'll cold call the clients, and then we'll set up something there. You know, but that would be good. You know, later on, I'm cool with working always. That's kind of how I fell in love with her, was that we were doing the business. Because Robin used to be a backup R&B singer, and I used to work at a radio station. So, you know, I think our love, our passions kind of molded together based off the business. And so I think that's kind of how our relationship should stay.
Okay. Well, I understand. It sounds like your mind doesn't ever want to stop working, which is good, especially when you're self-employed. It's important to do that. But how much do you love your wife?
Yeah. How much do you love me?
Like, from a scale of 1 to 10? Like, what do you mean, Rebecca? Like, what do you mean? Like, how much?
Like, just when you think of Robin, what comes to your mind? What comes to your heart?
What comes to my heart? Oh, man. Those brown eyes. That curly hair, and I don't know, I can't say some other things, but yeah, you get the idea there, Rebecca.
So emotionally, how does it make you feel? I mean, do you look at her and say, she is still the love of my life, like the day I married her? You know, do you still have those feelings? You're still in love with her? You can't imagine your life without her?
There is absolutely, unequivocally no way I could live without her, because I cannot sing, and so she actually sings the jingles, so I need her to do that.
Okay. That isn't where we were talking. I'm talking about emotionally, love and compassion here, not for other reasons like work.
Look, Rebecca, I was raised as love is how much money you bring home. Okay? My My mom, my parents together, my dad made a whole bunch of money. You know, they never saw each other, but we were a good family because my dad, he made a lot of money. So my love language to Robin is bringing home the bacon. So for me to be able to show her that I love her is always working.
Okay. So that is important. Yes, that money is important. It does make the world go round, but you cannot base a healthy relationship financially. I mean, for that own reason of bringing in money. If you don't, it's like anything, right? You plant. Okay. So let's say your marriage is a jingle, right? You just write it out and you just set it on the counter. Is that going to be worked on, grown into an actual song, recorded, sent out, purchased? Is it going to do that? No. You have to work through that. You have to work through growing it, feeding it, all of that. And it's the same way with your marriage. You can't just say, okay, you're my wife, now behave. This is what you have to do because of we have to make money. It's give and take, a compromise. It's growing your love for her, doing those things for her that you know, or that, excuse me, that she knows you appreciate and acknowledge her. Just as though with her, same thing. She's got to understand and realize that you, this is your motive. You need to work. You want to make money because that's all you know. She's got to work with you on teaching you on how to love her and grow the relationship. You can't, you got to season it. You got to make those special times. Do you guys have date night?
Nope. I mean, date night is like listening to our competitors, their jingles.
Yeah.
Well, that to me doesn't sound like much fun. I think I'd have to smack my husband around a little bit, but.
Are you condoning violence against me? What is going on, Rebecca?
Well, some of the things that you have just said about her, no, I'm not. But I'm just saying that in a marriage, it is always give and take. It is not take, 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 and it is, you know, from either party, right? Those things, I feel, if you were to sit down together in a good mood, not being angry or anything at one another, is to... write out your daily schedule, right? You know, we have breakfast, whatever time you get up. Have your morning meeting about what is going to be achieved for that day. This is my goal, right? Then come the cold calling and the creativities and things like that. And at the end of the day, you have a recap before you have your dinner. And at 5 o'clock or whenever you're done talking about that. Okay, and what you did for the day. You need to do something. Go together to the grocery store. You know, go out to dinner. Talk about personal things. Maybe you guys plan to have children. All these things you really, really need to discuss. If you're sitting on the toilet and you come up with an idea, of course, keep a pad of paper right there next to it on the sink so that you can make those notes. But you don't necessarily have to just go and interrupt her private time that you have this idea. Check with her. Hey, Robin, I've got this idea. Are you in a position where we can kind of talk about it? You know, that kind of thing. She won't feel as though you're barking at her about it, and you can still get your point across that your mind hasn't stopped working. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
I love it.
Robin, what do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think we can start. I would love to start implementing that new week, new Monday. Let's do it. I already know where I want to go for date night.
And where's that?
Topgolf.
Topgolf? You know, they actually called me to be a client. We should do a jingle for them.
Let's do it.
Okay.
They have good wings.
Now, I've been to Topgolf. They do have good service and good food. I just have to get under the heater because where I'm at, it's cold, okay? But trade off, right? Who, you know, she wants to do Topgolf one time, but whatever you do, Kirby, just don't turn it into a work business thing. Let her enjoy the Topgolf. And then where, if you want to go to someplace else for your opportunity for dinner, you know, she's not going to want to bring work into that. You guys are going to talk. Of course, during conversation, things with work will come up. Try and keep it as a minimum.
Cool. I think we are on the path to redemption. I think we can save this marriage, depending on how good her shot is at Topgolf.
Oh, Kirby, always making it a competition.
You have to. Why not?
Well, it has been a pleasure talking with you both, and I wish you the best. And you know, you might want to consider checking out some anger management situations there, Kirby, and Robin, there are some good female infidelity podcasts if you're considering crossing that line that you might
Wait a second. Look, Michael Bublé is her only hall pass, okay? Nobody else but Bublé. But thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Not podcasts condoning cheating by any means, but to avoid it. It's meant to avoid going other places and focusing on things that would be more counterproductive with your husband.
Yes. So I did find you on LinkedIn, and you do host a podcast called Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity. You want to tell everybody a little bit about that before we go?
Yes. It is a podcast that is basically a story that women submit completely and totally anonymously and without judgment about why they were unfaithful to their husbands or partners. What happened? Now, I've always noticed, because myself, in a former marriage, I was unfaithful to my husband.
And
don't judge.
Yeah. Was we're it not with Bublé?
It was, no,
oh,
not Bublé.
Okay. Well, that would have been acceptable.
Okay. All right. So these people, you know, don't have anybody to talk to. There's a lot of support for women who have been cheated on. A lot of online resources and all these things, but you very rarely ever find anything that is going to be of support as to the person who stepped out. And it's a very controversial subject. Those people that do are making poor choices, right? Like an alcoholic, like anything like that, but there's an addiction. It happens. And they don't have anybody to talk to because of exactly what you just did with judging immediately. You need to be able to trust somebody that you're going to be able to work through this. It's very, very challenging. So I have opened this up and I've helped many women all over the world. I think I'm in about close to 50 countries right now where the podcast has been played. And it's beneficial and helpful for people to know that they're not alone, because the last thing anybody wants to feel is completely and totally alone. So yes, that is what my podcast is about. And I also help out the men who have been cheated on as well, on my Patreon. Our stories from the men's point of view of what they went through when their wives were cheating. So my goal is working through female infidelity with people.
I think Robin and I are going to make you a jingle. So how about
Raw
Truth? It's raw.
You know, I had a really good podcast host that kind of got me set up, so I'll stick with him. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your offer.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for helping us out here. I think that we did some good. Robin, you want to get some wings later?
Yeah, let's do it, please.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, thank you for answering my phone call, and we'll check back in with you and see how our relationship goes.
I am really excited to hear that you guys are going to be taking those steps. It's not going to be easy, but if you love each other enough, just have to reset, continue resetting, and figure out ways to improve.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
All right. Of course. You take care now. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh man. All right. She was a professional. Do you think she got on? She, you know, could tell what we were doing.
I'm not sure.
No, you said my name.
I know. I was so angry. You were picking on me.
Well, I had to. I was just playing around.
I know you were.
Everybody knows I love you, Shireen. Jeez.
I know. But no. I played it off really well. It was your middle name.
Yeah, because I called you out on it.
She wouldn't have picked up on it.
No. But that was cool, though.
She was like, no jingle. I got my own person.
Yeah, geez. Anyway. All right, guys. Before we get out of here, let's, Shireen, we do your CBD stuff.
Yes.
Here. And I tried something last night. It was a little late. Like I said earlier, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning before I went to bed. But I actually did try the... What do you call that? Because I don't want to say...
A pre-roll.
I don't want to use the slang
the
term.
The J word?
Yeah, I don't want to use the slang term, but it's a pre-roll. So it's a pre-rolled CBD cigarette,
yep.
I guess. But
yeah.
There's no nicotine or anything.
No, it's just CBD flower.
CBD flower.
In paper.
Right? And so that's supposed to help me sleep, because it's for sleeping, because sleeping is my biggest issue. So we did that. And I smoked it at around... 2:15.
Okay, you smoked the whole thing by yourself?
The whole thing, yeah. It was a lot. But last night it felt good outside. It wasn't hot, it wasn't cold. So I, you know, opened my garage door and just kind of sat in the garage and smoked it and just kind of chilled and was mellow. And so I went back into the room after I smoked it, and I did feel a lot better. And I was able to actually fall asleep, because the problem with me is getting up a lot, because I have kidney issues, so I get up a lot to use the bathroom, and I didn't have to do that.
Oh, really? So you fell in a deep sleep?
Yeah, so I was actually, and I had a dream about John Travolta.
Oh.
I have no idea. I don't remember the context of it, but it was about John Travolta.
Interesting.
So I don't know how that was, but.
Because usually you said you get dreams when you're taking CBD, but you have recurring dreams,
zombie,
right?
Dreams, yes. Yeah. Yeah, but this one was about John Travolta.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what it was, but. I just remember when I woke up. But I did wake up at like 11:30 today, so.
That's good.
It was pretty good.
So you liked it? Do you like it better than a gummy?
I think I like the gummy because it's quicker.
Faster?
Yeah, it's a lot faster. And so where can everybody actually buy your CBD products?
Oh, yeah. You can go to mypaincenter.com. Again, that's mypaincenter.com. And if you're a listener of this show, you can use the promo code REJECTS15 and get 15% off.
You hear that, guys? Rejects15 to get 15% off of your order, mypaincenter.com. You know, a lot of people are like, CBD, that doesn't help. It really does. Like, it really does help me a lot. You know, I can't do medical marijuana because I drive for a living, so I won't be able to pass a drug test. Not saying it's a drug. That's just kind of how companies roll. Mm-hmm. But I do CBD because it really helps me with my pain, and it helps me sleep. And that's the biggest issue I have, because I run almost 24/7. So me being able to use that, being able to get some rest, it helps my son tremendously. I get him gummies too. So it helps him out, helps him mellow out so he's not bouncing off the walls. And I think it can help you out. So mypaincenter.com, promo code REJECTS15.
And that's why he's not aggressive towards me.
That's right. Kirby and Robin.
I like that name, Robin.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, guys. So I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. It was a fun show here. We tried Cosmic Wings, and we did our Netflix recommendation. Shireen didn't like Coming to America that much.
I mean, it's not like I didn't like it. It was
just okay.
Yeah, I was just so much talent. And like, you know what I did learn from that, though, is like when I'm nervous about posting a TikTok video, I'm almost like, is it funny? Is it not funny? Is it funny? Is it not funny? I'm like, post it.
Because yeah,
this movie had like 10 comics in it, and they put a movie out.
Yeah, see, just do it. Words of the
motivation. So much motivation in today's episode.
I know, right?
So much inspiration, guys. That's we should true. Start. We should start charging for our knowledge and our positivity.
We should. If you want some motivation from Robin and Kirby, hit us up. So, all right, guys, we want to thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time. Don't forget to like and share, and make sure you watch our Air Friday episodes. And so we will catch you later. Yeah.